Good afternoon. Oh, I was worried there for a moment. Silence. It is a great honor to be here this afternoon on this wet and soggy day. They tell me that it doesn't rain this hard usually. We are used to the rain from Melbourne, but not this hard. As we were driving on the freeway, I don't know where we came from. We came close to at the training college. THQ, the new THQ. But as we're driving along the freeway, the flood waters were just flowing down the rocks on the side of the freeway, and we're driving a little car. So there was not much room between the car and the flood on the freeway. But it is a privilege and a joy for us to be here this afternoon. We have been anticipating this weekend for a while now, probably since the announcement of March 1st, as many of you have watched and heard, where the Salvation Army in Australia would realign its structures and move into one territory of Australia. And that we would have the privilege of walking alongside with the Australian Salvos. Now, we didn't know until the Thursday before the announcement whether we were staying or not. Now, if you don't know me, I do not like to be left in the dark, and I don't like to see the unknown. So I was anxious because I wasn't sure if I was staying or whether I was going. But we are so happy to be able to stay at least another 3 years in Australia and to walk this journey with you. And I have to tell you that some of the most outstanding Salvationists in the world are here in Australia. And so I commend you for that this afternoon. And together, we will step into what we truly sense is God's design for the Salvation Army and for his mission today. Well, as I said, we've been here 3 years as of June 1st. The 3 years have flown by so quickly, we have had a great 3 years in Australia. We have shared life and ministry with Salvos across primarily the Southern Territory, but we had opportunities to interact with the Eastern Territory as well, especially alongside your territorial leaders, James and Jan Condon. And we have appreciated who they are and what influence that they have brought into our lives over the last 3 years, and so we commend them. What we have seen has truly shown God continues to pour out his blessing, doesn't he, upon the Salvation Army. And then we, in return, can pour out that blessing to the people that we come in contact with every day through the Salvation Army. But we stand together with you as officers, soldiers, adherents, young people, even young junior soldiers, as well as our employees and our volunteers, at the commencement of a new chapter in the Salvation Army here in Australia. And with that new dawning come many thoughts, I'm sure for you, many thoughts, hopes, and we've heard some of the dreams shared here this afternoon. But I have some of those thoughts and dreams and hopes as well. And my dreams include a commitment to these next 3 years being bathed in prayer. We are so grateful for everyone who is joining the 100 days of unceaseless praying. And I hope that you have logged onto the website and you have joined us in prayer. If you've not already journeyed along with us, it only commenced in the last week, but if you have not logged in with us, please do so. There are great resources there, and we want to be bathed in prayer over this journey. My other dream is praying that we would know him better through all of this, and that we will move forward from where we are, and that we would seek God's perspective in all of this. You know, this journey of conversation has been going on for decades, so I'm told, with regards to One Australia. But for some reason, God has opened this door of opportunity right now for such a time as this, hasn't he? And it's not about the leadership, it's not about the structure, but it's about God's mission. Following his lead and hearing his voice. My dream is that he would be glorified and his kingdom would be done more powerfully than we could ever ask or imagine. I see an army that will have the courage to carry through what God opens before us, takes the necessary risk to embrace the new thing that God is doing and plans to do, not only in us, but through us. I see an army allowing God to invade and order our lives for his purpose. We will understand and surrender to that as we commit to prayer and hearing through his word. I see an army with a positive perspective, confident that the impossible is possible, and we will live and love from faith, from that faith view. I see an army facing change with confidence and holy anticipation, knowing that God is in control and we can respond accordingly in our attitudes, conversations, and our actions. I see an army that continues to grow as people come to faith in Christ and become his disciples. An army whose growth is not measured by how many from our community attend our worship services, but by how we attend to our communities, bringing the message of freedom and hope and life. The years that lie ahead, specifically these next 3 years, are exciting, but perhaps a little bit daunting. But these are days that God has planned. Do you believe that for the Salvation Army for such a time as this? Do you believe that? Amen. Not only for the army, but for you and us as Salvationists. And we look forward to walking together into this future from this present reality. And let's walk, not at our own pace, but let's walk at God's pace. I want to offer you a short variation this afternoon of Psalm 23 that is a helpful word for all of us, not only as we consider Australia One, but for our day-to-day lives and the pressures and the burdens and the anxieties that we face every day. The Lord is our pace setter. We shall not rush. He makes us stop for quiet intervals. He provides us with image of stillness, which restores our serenity. He leads us in the way of efficiency through calmness of mind, and his guidance is peace. Even though we have a great many things to accomplish each day, we will not fret, for his presence is here. His timelessness, his all importance will keep us in a balance. He prepares refreshment and renewal in the midst of our activity by anointing our minds with his oils of tranquility. Our cup of joyous energy overflows. Truly, harmony and effectiveness shall be the fruits of our hours, for we shall walk in the pace of our Lord and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, and God bless you. Let's turn to our scripture passage that's for us this afternoon, taken from one of our favorite scripture passages, Philippians chapter 1. And in the midst of these verses is my husband's favorite verse of scripture and is my favorite verse of scripture that I claimed when I came out of training college. Philippians chapter 1. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, this is my favorite verse, being confident of this, that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion till the day of Christ Jesus. God has begun a good work in each one of you here sitting here, has he not? And he will carry that through to completion. But God has also begun a good work in the Salvation Army. And it says begun, okay? It means there's still more to come. God has begun this work. There's still more to come. And we look forward to all that God has in store. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of our God. May the Lord bless his word.